Chapter 13. The future of gaming conveniences with AI. The fourth way AI is being pitched to take over is our entertainment. AI will control our gaming. That's right, because who's got time to play sports anymore or get into shape for sports in the first place, along with other forms of recreational activities that we rely upon to entertain ourselves to death, right? I mean, aren't you tired of getting carpal tunnel syndrome from the remote control or throwing your back out trying to play sports of any kind? Well, hey, wouldn't it be great if someone could control all of our gaming options for us, so we don't have to do any of the work? We can just sit back and relax, and not interrupt our lazy, hedonistic lives and avoid all that suffering? Well, hey, worry no more. Your wish is AI's command. That's right, even our games are now being pitched to be controlled by AI as well, and it will not lead to a life of convenience and lack of suffering, it will actually lead to a Mark of the Beast scenario in the 7-year tribulation. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Revelation 13:11-18. Then I saw another beast, coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666.
Now, as we have seen before in this text, the Bible clearly says there is coming a day when all the inhabitants of the earth are not only under the authority of the Antichrist and economy of the Antichrist, but what? They are going to receive the mark of the Antichrist. They will actually be deceived into receiving some sort of mark on their bodies, either in or on the right hand or forehead, to connect themselves to the Antichrist system so they can buy and sell and escape the threat of death. But again, as always, could this really happen? Could the entire world really be deceived into receiving the mark of the beast, and is there any evidence that it's really going to take place, just like the Bible said? And more importantly, do we have the technology for this to happen in our lifetime? Yeah. In fact, it is already happening as we sit here. And once again, all under the guise of convenience, this mark of the beast technology is not only here, but it's all the rage in the gaming industry and people are lining up to get a mark out of pure laziness and selfish convenience. And wonder of wonder, guess who is being pitched to control it all? That's right. AI to the rescue. And I want to demonstrate that to you. The first way AI is taking over our gaming, on a global scale, is with sports. You see, as it was already stated, we all know how hard it is to get into shape for sports, let alone have to push the button on the remote control to turn the channel on the TV to find some sports to watch, right? I mean, if I get another callus on my thumb, I don't know what I'm going to do. How about you? So again, wouldn't it be great if we just allowed AI to monitor and play all our sports for us, so we don't have to, huh? And as crazy as that sounds, it is already being done on a massive scale. For instance, in order to enhance our so-called sporting experiences, because we always have to be doing something different to please the viewer so they won't change the channel, believe it or not, they are already putting microchips into all kinds of sports-related items, including the players, so we can have better stats and up-to-date minute-by-minute factoids that we all just have to have. So, you don't change that channel and they keep you interested. For instance, how about golf as you can see here? Callaway Golf reveals new artificial intelligence enhanced driver. Because it's just too hard to figure out how to make one yourself.
Callaway Golf released a new product line for 2019, unveiling a line of golf clubs engineered with the help of AI to determine the optimum design. It will result in greater ball speed and more distance for golfers.
That's right. Your life as a golfer is now complete, thanks to AI. And that's just the equipment. They are also looking at AI to even coach you into a better game. What? Yes, I know, it is true.
AI is transforming coaching in golf. New technology could transform how amateurs play the game and lower their handicap.
Could it be true? Yes, it is. Please don't cry, man.
Golf.com has launched a new platform that uses AI to analyze a person's swing and automatically identify issues with their action. The Swing AI system detects the issues and develops an interactive lesson plan and then tracks the student's progress.
Notice the word track there.
Then, the PGA partnered with Microsoft using Microsoft's AI to review all the data given to broadcasters to enhance our viewing of golf, with Doppler radar tracking club and golfer's movement, while the shot distance, power, and trajectory of your golf ball is also measured. And then, other companies are using sensors embedded into the clubs and the balls to create data where it's transmitted to the cloud so AI can become the world's smartest caddy. Just like a human caddy, AI will know the individual's golf game and help players react and refine their game. With sensors embedded into the balls and clubs, AI will improve the games of golfers everywhere.
In fact, speaking of which,
we now have the technology to tell us what's wrong with our golf game.
Moment of silence, please. But that is not all. Thanks to AI, you can now
play some of the world's most famous courses, like St. Andrews, without ever having to go there.
Boy, talk about convenient. But still, that's not all. Thanks to AI, never again will you have to play on a junky golf course. Why? Because AI technology is now being combined with satellite and drone imagery to monitor growing conditions and report problem areas on golf courses before they ever happen.
We can count the beetles on a leaf.
Isn't that convenient? I mean, who does not want AI controlling all of our golfing experiences? They will know everything about our game, including us and our intimate whereabouts. But I'm sure that's for good, right? Oh, but that's still not all. All kinds of sports are getting in on the AI action, including gymnastics.
By using LiDAR and artificial intelligence, we can now improve accuracy with judging and awarding points.
Why? Because human eyes can't accurately measure the bending angle of joints, but guess who can? That's right, AI. And it is already being put into play.
Montreal's 2017 World Championships were the first to use the AI system, and then it was phased into the World Championship competition, and now they're looking at going fully automated by 2020.
But hey, maybe golfing and gymnastics isn't your thing, maybe it's running. That's right, runners, you're next in line. Artificial intelligence helps runners go the extra mile. AI technology knows no boundaries and has encroached the sports arena with a wealth of data on athletes being collected that could help lift and upgrade their experience in marathons. AI solutions now recognize marathon runners and analyze their body motions.
We can show professionals the angles of the foot streak, the gait, etc., and give feedback to the athlete, such as, you may want to see this position, or you may want to adjust your gear.
Wow. That brings a whole new meaning too. You can run but you cannot hide. But that's still not all. Maybe golfing, gymnastics, or even running isn't your cup of tea. Speaking of cup of tea, maybe it is those European sports. You know what I'm saying? Well, worry no more. Cricket is getting in on the action, as you can see here.
Artificial intelligence cricket bat to be a game changer. It will change the sport. Microsoft's Azure cloud platform powers the equipment, and it uses AI and the Internet of Things, IoT, to bring sports closer to fans and real-time sports analytics.
In other words, they are monitoring everything about it.
The technology also gives a more accurate idea of how the player should improve, and it even helps find new batting talent when looking at shot power. This is just the beginning of what's possible for not only cricket, but all sports.
Oh, but that's not the only European sport that's experiencing this AI invasion, so is soccer.
Soccer team turns to artificial intelligence for tactics. Teams are asking Alexa to help make their tactical decisions and to try to get an edge over their opponents. They're using AI for smarter coaching. The best soccer players aren't necessarily the ones with the best physical skills. The difference lies in the ability to make the right split-second decisions on the field about where to run and when to tackle, pass, or shoot.
But man can't always spot these things, so what are we to do?
AI tracks players and the ball throughout each game and then analyzes all the data to improve performance and decision-making skills.
AI to the rescue again. Including, I save the best for last, football. That's right, folks, no sport is left untouched by AI. Unless, of course, you are into Olympic crocheting, or something like that, I can't help you with that. But seriously, even football in America is being invaded with AI.
Footballs with tracking chips will allow officials to make exact first down calls and determine with certainty whether a ball crosses the goal line.
Oh, come on now, who does not need that? Don't you hate it when the officials keep getting it wrong? And it gets worse every year, right? Well, AI to the rescue. And that's still not all. Even the players can get in on the microchipping action as well.
In 2013, Zebra Technologies began tracking the movements of players using RFID tags in shoulder pads in the NFL to determine the player's position and speed. We work with teams who used to have to employ people who literally had to follow the quarterback around everywhere he went and count every throw. Now they don't have to anymore.
AI can do it all. Now, folks, here is my point. This is all under the guise of convenience and an improved sporting experience. Anybody starting to see a pattern here? First, they start by monitoring the sporting equipment with AI and microchipping technology, then it eventually moves to the players themselves, right? Do you think this is possibly a conditioning process, via sports, to get us all to, one day, accept a microchip ourselves so that AI can monitor, track, and analyze all our behaviors and improve our performance as well? Yeah, that's exactly what it is, but don't take my word for it, let's ask the so-called experts. They are saying that this is exactly where it's headed real soon.
PBS NewsHour reports. Human microchips, they are already being used to identify ranch animals and pets. But the process of implanting chips in people is also on the rise. Malcolm Brabant, special correspondent. These microchips they use are called near-field communication. It is exactly the same sort of technology used in contactless debit and credit cards. Developers believe that consumers will soon be free to spend with the implant. On Sweden's high-speed railway, for the past 18 months, they have implanted passengers to put their travel payment on the chip. Carla Grulson. I think it is really good, with the chip ticket. I love all companies that use the chip technology. Malcolm Brabant. IT student, Kieran Anderson, is being chipped by Dr. Jeff Watson, a consultant anesthetist, who's driving research into medical benefits. Dr. Jeff Watson. The microchip is actually inside here, the needle, and this piece of plastic will push it out, of the syringe, once it's in under the skin. He put the needle under the skin and pushes on the syringe. Dr. Watson. This is the implant coming out. You will feel a little bit of pressure, and then a clunk. He pushes the plastic and it pops into the student's hand. Dr. Watson. You are now a cyborg. And laughs. Kieran has a near-field communication microchip in his hand, and that can be used to store data, store information, his name, address, contact details, anything he chooses to put on there. Blood type, allergies, basic medical information. Kieran Anderson. The idea of everything being put together is great, makes it easier for your automatic payments, without you having to do anything. Channel 8 News. It happens in seconds. Your child wanders off and panic sets in. But what if you had an extra layer of security inside your child? A mother. If it will save my kid, there is nothing too extreme. Keith Kate, Channel 8 News. The technology is here, but just how far would you go to keep your kids safe? Our expert insists putting this technology in place is just a matter of time. It would save a life, reunite a family, find their missing Alzheimer's patient. RT News reports. Israel is putting into practice its plan to get back to normality as its schools and kindergartens are beginning to open their doors. But concerns have been raised by the country's prime minister, proposing a controversial measure to track children's social distancing by microchipping them. Prime Minister Netanyahu. I spoke to the heads of our technology in order to find measures that Israel is good at, such as sensors. For instance, every person and every kid, I wanted on Kids First, would have a sensor that would sound an alarm when you get too close. Like the ones on cars. USA Today, A small firm recently embedded microchips into their employees as a way to bypass company badges and corporate logons and for the cafeteria kiosks which are available on a cashless payment plan like Apple Pay. True proponents tell us that a chip in the hand is better than grabbing for the cell phone because you can never forget it and you can't lose it and you have the capability to communicate with machines.
Talking tech. You will be chipped, it's just a matter of time.
PBS NewsHour.
Already, governments are keen on gathering your fingerprints. They are keen on capturing your iris scan. They want to be able to do this at a distance so they can identify you as you walk through areas. They are doing facial recognition. These are all fallible technologies. They are hard to do well.
But the idea that they can actually just embed you is a modern form of tattooing barcodes on people.
We have seen governments do that in the past. This is just the next generation. Nightly News.
When Elias Goldberger goes to work, he doesn't need ID and he doesn't need money.
In fact, much of what he needs to get through the day is hidden right there, just below the surface, in his hand.
Elias Goldberger.
You want to touch it? Reporter. Yeah, it feels like a grain of rice. Reporter. Embedded in his hand is the microchip.
It serves as his keys, his ID, and his wallet. Elias Goldberger.
Yes, I use it like to get around the building, and buy snacks. Reporter. Then let's buy some snacks. As she tries to open the door of the snack machine, it won't open. It won't open.
Elias Goldberger.
So what I need to do is scan my chip, and log in, and from there I get access to the refrigerator. Reporter.
Popular TV shows like Black Mirror has imagined chips as a utopian future.
Scene from Black Mirror.
Insert chip with a local antiseptic and you're good to go.
Reporter.
In Sweden the microchips are already here.
The microchip implants us with the same technology that is in contactless credit cards, which has made cash pretty much obsolete in Sweden.
At this tech fair there is a chipping event for those on the cutting edge, merging their hands with this new technology.
Event visitor. I thought it would be fun, right? Reporter.
In the future do you think everyone is going to be chipped?
Event visitor.
I am certainly convinced that millions of people will find it very, very valuable to have a smart device under their skin.
Reporter.
Human microchipping may be our future, but in Sweden it is already a reality.
On assignment.
Hans has made it his mission to convince more of us to get microchipped. He is what is known as a biohacker.
Someone that wants to improve their body with technology, as they are sitting at the table for the interview.
What's wrong with just having contactless paying cards? We've all got phones, we've all got a set of keys, what is the point? Hans Stjoblad, biohacking entrepreneur.
The point is to reduce the hassle of exacting these things.
I mean, in the morning, when you stand there, going out your front door, you check your purse or your pockets, to make sure you have your wallet, your charger, your keys, your phone, all your stuff.
What if you could reduce that by half? It would declutter your life. Reporter.
Isn't that being just the utmost laziness? Hans Stjoblad.
No, it's convenience.
And convenience is a pretty powerful force.
Well, that's reassuring. What's going on here? This is nuts. How did we get to this place where they are actually saying bluntly that we are all going to get microchipped, it is just a matter of time? You know, just like the Bible warned about nearly 2,000 years ago, including using a marking system to make payments, i.e. buying and selling, like the people in the 7-year tribulation. Can you see the trend for lazy convenience? I'm telling you, this is exactly the reason why the so-called experts are saying why we're in the shape we're in. It's because of the seduction tool of laziness to get us to go along with it. Yeah, you're right. It will even convince you to get a microchip in your hand to buy and sell stuff. Call it laziness or convenience, that's the tool they're using to get us to go along with this, in our selfish hedonistic culture. And hey, it will not only buy and sell as we saw, but it too is coupled with AI to improve your daily performance and output of work, just like in the sports arena. Or it could even become our life enhancement coach to monitor and analyze everything you do on a daily basis for your supposed good. And it'll even track you, your pet, your kid, your grandparent, Alzheimer's patient, wherever you go on the planet, so nobody'll ever get lost, meaning they will always know where you are at any given time, anywhere in the world. Isn't that convenient? Yeah, it's called a setup, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. The second way AI is taking over our gaming, on a global scale, is with video games. You see, the scenario we just saw is with chipping in the hand. But what about the other option mentioned there in our opening text?
Revelation 13:16-17. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
You see, it's not just getting a mark on your hand. To get connected to the global Antichrist system, it's in the where. In the head as well. And to me personally, I don't know about you, but I can see the so-called convenience of getting the hand chipped. As mentioned, that is where we're already conditioned to carry our cell phones to make payments. So, the hand is a natural conversion, and it's better because you can't lose it or get it stolen, it's always with you. But the head? I mean, who's going to get a chip in the head? How is that convenient? I'm thinking it's an eyesore or a pain. Well, not anymore. Thanks to AI in the video gaming industry, you can now get a brain chip in your head to make your gaming experience much more convenient. Don't believe me? Elon Musk says his AI brain chip company will be putting implants in humans within a year. And notice it's not just a chip in the head but one that's connected with, guess who? AI or artificial intelligence. He even went on to say, it's going to be as common as a LASIK eye procedure. And the rationale they have with a brain chip is, it will help treat brain injury and trauma, as well as restore eyesight, hearing, and limb movement. And why would you say no to that? But if that doesn't get you, even the video gaming industry is conditioning us to go in the same direction as well. Let me show you how. First of all, it started with virtual reality headsets, and they have been out for a while now. And the rationale is, it not only saves you the hassle of trying to find a big enough screen to really get into your game, but it brings you so close to your game that you're totally immersed into it. It's like you're really there inside your head. Then it went to external brain headsets, as you can see here, because we all know how hard it is to push those buttons on those game controllers. Again, if I get another callus, I don't know what I'm going to do. But seriously, whether you realize it or not, the gaming industry has already developed headsets that read your brain signals. Why? So you can control your gaming experience with your thoughts with your mind. And as crazy as it is, it's now the latest trend. Move over virtual reality. But the problem is, it is leading to a new danger out there called brain hacking, where now, because of these headsets, they can actually hack into your brain and read your thoughts. I'm not making this up.
Lee Newton, SourceFed. It's official. We are living in the future, but not necessarily the all hoverboards and robots future. Oh no, we're living in the they can possibly read our minds and nothing is a secret kind of future. Joe Burita. Oh man, I knew we would get here eventually, just hide your brains, kids. Lee Newton. Scientists demonstrated how they can hack someone's brain to find out things like in numbers, addresses, or whether or not someone is important to you. You know the stuff they would use against you in a CIA movie to make you talk. Joe Burita. The craziest thing about it all is that the researchers from the universities of Oxford, Geneva, and California found a way to pluck this stuff right out of your head using a $300 off-of-the-shelf headset. The Epic headset, which is the headset that lets you control and interact with your computer through brainwaves. Computer games through brainwaves. The devices have access to your EEG, which is essentially your electrical brain signal data that contains a neurological phenomenon triggered by subconscious activity. Lee Newton. Ooh, science. And if that isn't creepy enough, the team found that they could find a person's home 60% of the time with a 1 in 10 chance, and had a 40% chance of recognizing the first number of a PIN number. Mind you, that is only the first number. This is a computer gaming headset. I repeat, a computer gaming headset. And it seems promising when it comes to interrogation and detection of criminal details.
So, they will know whether you've been obeying like a good slave. Folks, this is nuts. How many of you had an idea this technology was available, let alone already out there? It's wild. Most don't. But you talk about lazy. I'll run the risk of somebody hacking into my actual brain and know my most intimate thoughts, all because it's just way too hard to use my hands to control the game anymore. Ouch. And speaking of laziness and reading your thoughts, I mean, what's next? Are you going to come out with some sort of head device I wear that will put a vacation into my mind so I don't have to go anywhere like in this movie?
Scene from Total Recall. The main character is boarding the train. While standing at the aisle, he notices the TV is advertising something very interesting. TV commentator. Are you dreaming of a vacation to the bottom of the ocean? But you can't float the bill. Have you always wanted to climb a mountain on Mars? But now you are over the hill? Then come to Recall Incorporated, where you can buy the memory of your ideal vacation, cheaper, better and safer than the real thing. So, don't let life pass you by. Call Recall for the memory of a lifetime. As he looks at the screen, he starts to think. This may not be such a bad idea. In the background, the music is playing, Recall, Recall, Recall. He makes the arrangements to take this special dream vacation. He is at the facility and is in the chair that is going to take him on his vacation. He lays back, and his head is in a circular enclosure. His arms are strapped down, and he is ready to go. The researcher tosses the program to her assistant, and as he looks at it, he mentions that this one is new. He hadn't seen it before. The researcher asks him how he prefers his women. Blonde, brunette, redhead. Main character. Brunette. Assistant. Boy, is he going to have a wild time. He's not going to want to come back. That's for sure. He closes his eyes and falls asleep. The researcher and her assistant just look at each other and grin.
And there you go, a completely computer-generated vacation in your brain. But good thing that's just a science fiction movie. Actually, it's already here, thanks to the new and improved brain chips. You see, there's just one drawback with these computer headset gaming devices. You can lose them, or somebody could steal them. And how inconvenient would that be to have to go back to using your hands? The agony of it all. But if you just get a brain chip in your head, you could not only put the computer screen directly behind your eyes, and get rid of those bulky virtual reality goggles for an immersive video game experience, but just like that movie, you could even pick out whatever dreams you want to dream at night in your head, just like you're scrolling through Netflix to find a movie to watch. Think I'm kidding? It's already here.
Julia Seeger, Tech 24. Can we trust our own brain? And what can our dreams teach us? We are going to talk to Maran Cerf, a neuroscientist from Northwestern University. Thank you very much for being with us. Tell me, is it possible to hack the human brain, and is it as easy as hacking a computer? Maran Cerf, neuroscience professor. It's actually probably easier. The idea is that we are now starting to understand how to influence a person to change their mind and behave in a certain way. Now a lot of companies are interested in that, because this tackles the very idea of free will. Amazon cannot just know what you want but will actually start offering things that they know you want. Because they know you better than yourself. That is where we are entering into a world where your brain attracts the outside world behind your back. Julia Seeger. Now you have also studied dreams quite a bit. Can deciphering their meanings be a key to our brains? Maran Cerf. Yes. Dreams have been fascinating people for a millennia. They mean something. If you don't believe me, you can just try to tell your boyfriend or your husband in the morning that you dreamt of your ex-boyfriend and see how they respond. They think that dreams mean something whether they do or not. For the first time in history, we can actually access their understanding. Up to now, or during the time of Freud, they had to ask you to tell them what you believe, what is the story. But now we can actually get access to your dreams with neuroscience while you are sleeping and understand what they are telling us. They are telling us about who you are, what you want, what you think of the future, what you want to do next, and what you think about this world, and its possibilities. It helps to understand you better and to control the world around you better. And we can start manipulating your dreams by creating dreams for you. So, you can go to sleep and dream what I have set up for you. Maybe a filmmaker, like Spielberg, could make dreams for people and so on, so you could go to sleep after a nice evening and continue the evening in your sleep. The companies like Netflix, YouTube, Hulu, or Tech24 can put content in, and generally the ultimate reality is what our brain creates for us.
See, no more virtual reality headsets. They're bulky anyway. But if I just get a brain chip in my head, I can avoid all this. And then I can customize my thoughts or dreams just like picking out a movie on Netflix. I mean, isn't that convenient? Because you all know how hard it is to scroll down with your thumb on the controller. Ouch. I mean, what are they going to call this new service, Dreamflix? Probably. But I wish I was making this whole thing up, but I'm not. Total Recall and Arnold Schwarzenegger eat your heart out. This is crazy. But it gets worse. Speaking of crazy, people are already starting to see where this is all headed. If you can monitor my thoughts and even now inject new made-up thoughts into my head with this technology, then does that mean you can also erase my thoughts? And that's precisely what these people are asking.
Travis Stork, MD. When times get tough, do you ever wish you could just push that reset button and just start all over again?
We all thought about it and wished we could do it from time to time, but be careful of what you wish for, because scientists are now working to make these wishes a reality.
It may sound like something out of a science fiction film, but believe it or not, scientists are working on implanting microchips into human brains to delete memories. Prototypes of the chips are allegedly being tested on epilepsy patients in hospitals with good results. But the creator hopes to one day expand this chip, not just for the sick, but for the healthy population, where users could remove experiences and, get this, buy new ones.
The chip is predicted to be as common as cell phones in the future. Are you ready?
Dr. Andrew Ordon. Maybe there is a use to eliminate those bad thoughts, PTSD memories, traumas, this whole area of functional brain surgery, whether it be a chip or whether it be brain stimulation.
I mean, this is an area that is evolving at a crazy rate.
I remember when Neil Martin, the neurosurgeon, was on, he said, just wait, the time is coming that we are going to able to control so many of these behaviors. Obesity, for example, he said we are going to be able to control it all through the brain. Travis Stork, MD.
This is Westworldish. With someone in the control room somewhere, controlling your memories, controlling your thoughts, this is very creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy. But good thing it's never going to happen. Are you kidding me? Folks, it's already being done. You see, it's not just the monitoring of your thoughts and the injection of memories or movies or dreams into your thoughts, or even, as you saw, the erasing of your thoughts, with this technology that they want to do. Believe it or not, they also want you to get a brain chip in your head so they can control your thoughts and, in essence, control you, by making you into a type of remote-controlled robot. I am not joking. In fact, some would say it's already been done and has been for a while.
RT reports. It's the stuff out of the movies, but a group of veterans have filed a lawsuit against the CIA and the US Army claiming the government planted remote devices in their brains. So, could this really be happening? Well, joining us to help discuss this is Dr. Colin Ross, president of the Colin Ross Institute for Psychological Trauma. Dr. Ross, is this really happening? Did the government really take part in mind control experiments on soldiers? What kind of stories have you heard from these survivors of these experiments? I know you have had access to thousands of documents from the CIA. Dr. Colin A. Ross. Well, there are all kinds of experiments where no real consent was given, where people really didn't know what was going on. And they were basically tricked. And I think in the brain electrode experiments, it's kind of a combination of both. Some patients were told they were going to get an electrode put in their brain, but it was for some therapy purpose, when it was really for research. Others were told to go here and volunteer, and they didn't really have much choice. Then others were given a more exact story. RT reports. So what exactly would the government do when they would control someone's mind? What would they make someone do when they manipulated their brain? Dr. Colin A. Ross. Well, what is described in the documents by the public speakers is, there are actual photographs of a 16-year-old girl that has a series of electrodes in her brain. Depending on which buttons are pushed on the transmitter, she is either strumming her guitar, pounding furiously on the wall, or staring off into space. With animals, they are actually directed to walk or swim to a target. So, you can control the actual physical motion and the mental state. How detailed or fine-tuned that has become since 1970, again, I don't know, because it is all classified. It must have gotten a lot more developed. RT reports. How fast can a person's mind be taken over? Does it happen over a period of weeks or days? Dr. Colin Ross. The electrodes are a little different. you just put the electrodes in, you push the button and it happens right away.
A remote-controlled person. Being worked on for decades now perfected with a simple brain chip, that is as simple as a LASIK eye procedure, isn't that convenient? Ready to make your life so much more comfortable. And what did Elon Musk say? We'll be putting these into humans within a year. All under the guise of convenience, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. In fact, speaking of which, maybe this has something to do with the reason why the Bible says for those who receive the mark of the beast, in their right hand or forehead, it seals their own doom forever.
Revelation 14:9-11. A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on the forehead or on the hand, he, too, will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. He will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment rises for ever and ever. There is no rest, day or night, for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives the mark of his name."
So why is it that anyone who receives the mark of the beast is doomed to the lake of fire in the last days? Well, stir all this together, and maybe it's because that brain chip will be controlling their thoughts, as well as their behavior, and the last thing the Antichrist and AI will ever allow them to think is about Jesus and getting right with God. That's one tape they'll never let you play in your head. Now, I'm not saying, "Thus saith the Lord," but it sure makes you wonder, doesn't it? But it's all current technology, all here now, being pushed under the guise of convenience for a lazy, hedonistic, selfish, self-centered culture with AI controlling it all on a global basis, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. How much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun, and it's a huge sign that we're living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. "When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near."
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. And so, the point is this. If you are a Christian and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front lines and help us. Let's get busy working together, doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left, and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the 7-year tribulation. Do not go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?